Thousands of Australians in Iran are facing an anxious wait to leave the country as Israel vows to continue its military strikes on Iran. It comes a day after the US attacked Iranian nuclear sites. An Iranian strike on Tel Aviv has also left more than 80 people injured. Meanwhile, the Iranian community in Australia is struggling to contact family members and loved ones amid widespread communication outages in Iran. Kambiz Razmara is Vice President of the Australian-Iranian Society of Victoria and joins me now. Kambiz, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally. Thank you for having me. Thank you for your interest.
Kambiz, what's the reaction been amongst members of the Iranian community here in Australia after these US strikes over the weekend?
Sally, as no doubt you appreciate, we are facing a highly perilous situation. As you're aware, these events are unfolding rapidly and people are witnessing images that evoke a range of emotions and responses. Apart from deep sadness, our community is deeply divided on what the appropriate response should be. On the one hand, as a community representative, people want me to call out Israel and the US for their assault on Iran and Gaza for that matter. And others want me to communicate hope to our community that out of this misery will come a degree of liberation.
How do you deal with that picture, Kambiz? Because they are different priorities and different views.
Of course. Look, I'm not an expert in international public law, but as it appears from expert opinion, the actions of Israel and the United States are at best questionable anti-international public law. And justification on attacking Iran remains questionable at best. And meanwhile, people are suffering as things continue to escalate. Personally speaking, as I've said many times, we are exhausted by the regime and its 46 years of atrocities. 3 years ago, we had the Women Life Freedom Movement. We sought global support for Iranians in Iran. No government necessarily rendered meaningful support or intervened. And the regime continued its brutal actions of executing, imprisoning and oppressing dissidents and political activists. And in the having regards to that, the actions of Israel and America on the one hand are an assault on our sovereignty, on the other, could bring about hope for liberation.
You have family in Iran quite close to some of the strike locations. Have you been able to get in contact with any of them since Sunday, Kambiz?
We managed to get through. I have cousins and uncles in Isfahan, and we managed to get through to some, not all. And it is a devastating sort of moment for our family, particularly my mother, who has brothers there. Communication is at best, as you mentioned, intermittent. So it is very, very difficult.
Mm-hmm. And what do you know about the situation of Australians in Iran who are trying to get home at the moment?
We have, I understand, we're in communication to the extent that we can, and it is very difficult to talk to anyone, but when we can get through via Instagram, we have people who are stranded. We have one community member who unfortunately went to visit family, ended up having to have a medical procedure. He's not able to move, is in the southern part of Iran and is waiting for consular communication. We are talking to government and our members of parliament, and they've been most helpful in trying to communicate or pass on information that we convey to them. So everybody's doing their best. The only way to get out of Iran is by land. So that makes it very hard, particularly for people who are facing challenges of mobility. Fuel is scarce, difficult to get out of Iran if you don't have cash or fuel. And both are difficult to come by.
Cambis, thank you very much for making some time to join me on Radio National Breakfast this morning.
Thank you, Sally. Thank you for your interest.
You're listening to ABC Radio National.